College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. President Trump says he plans to investigate California high-speed rail.
I read where you could take every single person that was going to go on the train and get the finest limousine service in the world and take them back and forth with limousines, and you'd have hundreds of billions of dollars left over.
All right, Phil, it sounds like the president is not a fan, clearly. What do you think that's... You know, and that project, by the way, for anybody who hasn't passed through Fresno, this thing is being built. I mean,
yes,
it is well underway, and there are thousands of people employed by this. But what do you think this is going to do to the project?
Well, the project is already in trouble. Even under the Biden administration, California managed to get a couple of billion dollars to keep it going. The basic problem is that the costs have just skyrocketed. When voters first approved this, the idea was going to cost $33 million to $33 billion to connect San Francisco with Los Angeles with a high-speed rail. That number is now increased to over $133 billion. So the numbers just keep getting further and further out of realism. But meanwhile, the work has begun, and it's continuing on that 117-mile stretch between Merced and Bakersfield. But even that patch isn't supposed to be ready until 2023. So there's a chance that Elon Musk could have a guy on Mars before the trains pull into Bakersfield.
Okay, so if the feds yank the funding, does California have the wherewithal? Does it have the deep pockets enough to make up for it and finish high-speed rail?
No. I mean, what we have here is, so far, we've spent about $13 billion, and 10 of that has come from California. But California has now more competing things to deal with, Patty. The fires in Los Angeles. Now, they've been trying to keep it going with the idea that once they got it between Bakersfield and Merced, they could attract private investors. That was the hope, and still is the hope. And there's going to be a high-speed rail line between Las Vegas and Los Angeles. It's going to be completed in the next couple of years, and that is being built by private investors. But so far, nobody stepped forward and said they're going to take on the idea of building all the way from San Francisco to Los Angeles, in part because the troubles go back to the beginning, the route they picked, rather than follow I-5 up the Central Valley and use that right-of-way, which would have been quicker and cheaper. They changed the route to go through Monterey and up through San Jose. That's a heck of an expensive deal. So no, Patty, I don't think that California has the money. The challenge is, like you pointed out, there are thousands of people employed on this, and it is being built. And is it just too big to stop right now? But it's on life support, and it looks like Dr. Trump is not in the mood for keeping the patient going.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil will be on live again tomorrow morning at 7:50 with Margie and Eric.